Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Moshe Chaim Byron. Maseches Yevamos has been dedicated by Mutti and Hadassah Jacobowitz, Lezecher Nishmas Yaakov Zev ben Repesach Yosef.
Yevamos Daf Mem Gimel. The sugya over here is discussing the dinim of Havchana, waiting 3 months before a woman remarries, and the din of Moberes and Meinekes. Maskanos HaGemara, the Gemara says, V'hilchasa, Tzricha Lehamtim Chof Dao Et Chodesh Chutz Miyem Shenelet Boi, the din of meinekes, that a woman has to wait until 2 years after the child is born, the Gemara says that's a full 24 months, and you do not count the yom shenelet boy and the yom shenesar saboy. And the Gemara says, l'gabri the din of avchana, also as well, you have to wait a full 3 months, chutz b'yom shemes boy v'chutz b'yom shenesar saboy. Now earlier on, the Gemara brought a shita, shalach rabchia bar ovin ma'arsin toich gimel. He was matter to have Irisin within 3 months of the previous marriage. He was matter to have Irisin without a full 3 months, rather a roif of 1 month, and then a full second month, and roif of the third month. That's enough to be matter Irisin after the previous marriage. We don't hold like this. We hold that you need a full 3 months. Now, what is the pshat in this shita? Why was he matir ruba yishal rishayin, ruba yishal shlishi, ve'emtsa yishalim? So it's mevur in a number of achrenim, in the mashon, in nida daf chesam at beis, he discusses this, the karen oira in the ersugyo, and we'll see later also, Rabbi Leo Mizrahi, in his pirush on Rashi al-Tayra, he also says like this, that this shita holds that in this amount of time, it's already hukar ubra. You do not need a full 3 months in order to see if the mother is pregnant. Even in this amount of time, we're already able to tell if she's a milberis. And therefore, if this time comes and she's not a milberis, we allow her to remarry. However, there's an interesting machlokes in the achronim. What does it mean exactly? Ruba yishal rishon, ruba yishal shlishi, ve'emtso yishalim. The Bach and Evan Ha'ezer, Simen Kuf Samach Gimel, Diber Maschel Yibim Hayovam, he says that this means to say that if 2 months and 1 day pass, that's already enough to be hukar ubra according to this man the Omer. Meaning to say, you just need roiv of a month, a full month, and roiv of another month, which in other words means 2 months and another day. That's already enough according to this man the Omer. However, in the Aruch HaNer and Er Sugyo, as well as in the Rabbi Yoel Mizrahi, like we mentioned, he's going on the Rashi in Pashas Vayeshev, the Pasuk over there is talking about Tamar. It says, Vayhi kemeshalish chadoshim, vayugad liyehuda leimar zonso Tamar kalosecho. Rashi over there says, what does it mean, kim mishalish chadashim? Rashi says it means, rubei shalishoin, rubei shalishi, ve'emtso yishalim. And in the Mizrahi over there, he has an erichos about this, and he says this is based on Er Sugya, the Mandamar in Er Sugya, that this is already enough to be hukar ubra. And that was the case over there as well, by Tamar, it was hukar ubra after this amount of time. And the Mizrahi over there explains that this lashon of rubei shalishoin, rubei shalishi, ve'emtso yishalim means, not like the Bach, that it's enough 2 full months and a bit more. Rather, it's bedafka rubei shal rishayin, rubei shal shlishi ve'emtso yishalim, meaning based on the lunar months. If you have roiv of 1 lunar month, and then another full month, and then roiv of another lunar month, that's already enough to be hukar ubra. But if she conceives in the beginning of a month, and she has that full month and another full month, and then the beginning of the 3rd month, that's not going to be enough to be hukar ubra. He brings other examples where we see that biological changes are influenced by the lunar cycle. And he says here as well, it depends on the lunar cycle. That's why the Gemara Bedafka said this lashon of Rubei Shal Rishayin, Rubei Shal Shlishi ve'emtso yishalim. And the Aruch HaNer and Er Sugya as well, he understands like this, that it's Bedafka in this way, that has to be roiv of a lunar month, and then a full month, and then roiv of the 3rd month. Now there's another discussion over here in the Achreinim, in the Keren Oira, and the Aruch HaNer. They understand that this man, the Omar, who was matir, Rubei Shal Rishon, Rubei Shal Shlishi, Ve'emtso Yishalim, he was only matir Erisin, he was not matir Nisuin. And they're bothered by that. If he holds that it's Hukar Ubra in this amount of time, why is she not mutter in Nisuin as well? If we're able to see whether she's in Moberis or not, why are we only matir Erisin and not Nisuin? The Aruch HaNer is Medayik in the Lashon of the Gemara, V'chein Hayir Rebbe Lezer Melamdeinu Mishum Rebbe Chanina HaGodol, the Lashon of V'chein is Mashma, that it's going back on what it said before, that Rechiyah Bar Oven was also Ma'aris Toich Gimel, and that the Gemara brings that similarly we find Rebbe Lezer also was Mekel to have Erisin without a full 3 months. And the Kash is, why Dafka Erisin? Why was he not Matar Nisuin as well? And the Karen Oyer says a teretz for this, that even though this man, the Amar, holds Rubei Shal Rishon, Rubei Shal Shlishi, V'Emtzoi Shalim, is enough to be Makar the Ubar in Rav cases, but it's not all cases, and therefore we're only Makel for the Erisin. Since the Erisin really is not a problem, it's only a Gzera, that if we're Matar the Erisin, they might come to do Nisuin as well, and then we'll encounter a problem of Havchana. But since in this amount of time, usually it was enough to be Makar the Ubar, so we're Makel for Erisin. But for Nisuin, we do not rely on this Rav, since some cases it's not Hukar Ubra after this amount of time, so we're still not Matar the Nisuin. The Aruch HaNer says a little bit different, that for Erisin we're Mekel, but for Nisuin, they made a Gzera, that if we're going to be Matar in this case of Rubei Shal Rishon, Rubei Shal Shlishi, Vehem Tzoi Shalim, people will come to make the mistake, which is actually what the Bach holds L'maisa, that you don't dafka need Rubei Shal Rishon, Rubei Shal Shlishi, Vehem Tzoi Shalim, rather it's enough 2 full months and a little bit more. He says people will think that 62 days is enough. 16 days is Rav of a month, another 16 days is another Rav of a month, that's 32 days, and another 30 days for a full month, 62 days, people think that 62 days is always enough for the din of Havchana, and in truth, that's not really the case. You need Dafka, Rubei Shal Rishon, Rav of a lunar month, and then another full month, and then Rav of another lunar month. Only in that case we're Mekel, because only in that case it's Hukar Ubra, and not every 62 days is enough. Therefore, we make a gzera that we're not matter the nisuin. However, the erisin, which is more kal, that we are matter when you have Rubei Shal Rishon and Rubei Shal Shlishi v'emtzoi shalim. However, like we mentioned before, the maskanas ha-gemara, we don't hold like this shita. Rather, you need a full 3 months, chutz miyam shemesbay v'chutz miyam shenisar sabay. Now, as far as the din of meinekes, there also the gemara says the maskana yehilchasa tzricha lehamtin chov da'or chodesh. The din of meinekes requires to wait 24 months from when the child is born. Now we'll speak about a few points legabe this din of meinekes. Since this din is paskin the halacha lemaisa, we'll discuss a few points which are important to know. Firstly, the brayse earlier on daf membeiz amid aleph, as well as on daf lamid vav amid beiz, when it brings this din of muberes chaveroi and meinekes chaveroi, the lashon of the brayse is lagisa adam muberes chaveroi umeinekes chaveroi. The Gemara uses a lashon of nisuin and not erisin. We saw legabe the din of havchana. There we had in the Mishnah machlokes tanoim whether the erisin is also or just the nisuin. The Tanakam holds even erisin is also. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi argue, and we pass like the Tanakam that even erisin is also. But what about the din of muberes chaveri and meinekes chaveri? Is that also even the erisin or only the nisuin? Now in Shulchan Aruch and Evan Ezer Simon Yud Gimel Sif Yud Aleph. The Mechaber Paskins, Gozru Chachamim Shla Yisa Adam Velo Yikadesh Meuberes Chaveroi Velo Yimilekes Chaveroi At Shiyi Yalev Lad Chov Dawet Chodesh. The Mechaber Paskins Mefurish that both Erisin and Nisuin are Osir by a Meuberes or a Meinekes. In the Hagoyis HaGro over there, he says, what is the Mekar that even Erisin is Osir? And he quotes our Gemara, the Gemara in Maskana that says, Tzricha Lahamtem Chov Dawet Chodesh Chutz Miyam Shal Neyur Bay V'chutz Miyam Shenis Arsa Bay. This the Gain says is a raya that even the erisin is asur. We're talking about doing erisin, and the Gemara says that the yom shenis arsabai is not included in the 24 months. Clearly, the Gemara is saying that even erisin is asur. L'maisa the Gain brings also Gemara in Ksubis Daf Samach. There, the Gemara is even more mefurish that even erisin is asur. The lashon of the Gemara over there is meinekes shemeis baylo b'toich esrim v'arba'a chodesh harezu lo tisareis v'lo tinosei ad esrim v'arba'a chodesh. The Gemara is mefurish that both Erisin and Nisuin are Osir. Now we saw earlier on Dav Lamed Vav Amid Beis, Tosfos quotes this Gemara in Dibur Mascha Veloy Katani. Tosfos over there brings the Chiddush of Rabbi Yosef Meir Leinish. He holds that even though the Gemara says that if one was over and did marry Muberes Chaveri or Meinekes Chaveri, the din is that Yotzi Beget, it's not enough to be Pirish from her, he has to be Megarish her with a Get, and then only after the Zman is over, then he could take her back. And the Rimir Leinish wants to be Mechadish, that din is only true if he did Nisuin. If he only did Erisin, the Chacham were not Mechayiv him to be Megarish, he could just wait and not be Kainasar until after the 24 months. And the Rimir Leinish wanted to bring a Rai from that Gemara in Ksubis, Daf Samach, the Lashon of the Gemara that says, Lo Tis Aris V'lo Tinosei, and he's bothered by it that if Erisin is Osir, then obviously Nisuin is Osir. What is the plan in the Lashon of Lo Tis Aris V'lo Tinosei? And he wants to say that the Gemara means to say, that Nisuin is worse than Erisin, because if he did Erisin, then we're not Mechayiv him to be Megarisher. On that, the Gemara says, but Loit Tinosei, doing Nisuin is even worse. If he goes further and does Nisuin, then already we are Mechayiv him to be Megarisher. Taisus over there brings a different girsa, leitinose v'leita ares. Taisus says there is a girsa that first has nesuin and then erisin. According to that, Taisus says that it's loizu afzuktani. First we're saying the more chamer iser of nesuin, that's more chamer v'leita ares. Not only could you not do nesuin, you also cannot do erisin. According to that girsa, you don't have a riot to the rimur alainish. But al kaponim, the din is clear that both erisin and nesuin is aser by a milberis and a meinekes. Now, another important point to discuss, legabi this din of Muberis and Meinekes, we saw legabi the din of Havchana, the Gemara before discussed at length that the Rabbanan made a loy plug, that even a redufa, leilechel beis avio, or hayle kas be beis baila, there's a whole list of cases that the Gemara says, baila zokin, oi choyle, oi shahise hi choyle, oi shayipila acham rises baila, oi shahise akara, oi zkeno, oi ktano, oi idleness, all these cases the Gemara says, that still the Rabbanan said a loy plug, and we require the 3 months of Havchana, even though really there's no chshash that she's already pregnant from the previous husband. And this is how we pasken halacha l'maisa. However, legabe the din of Muberes Chaveri and Meinekes Chaveri, there's a discussion exactly in which cases the Rabbanan say that you have to wait a full 24 months. Here the Rabbanan did not make this loy plug and say that in all cases she has to wait, even if, for example, she's not being Meinek the child. The Gemara in Ksubis, Daf Samach Omer Beis, discusses this, and the Gemara says, Nosna b'no l'meinekes, if she gives her child over to a nurse, she herself is not nursing the child, she hired someone else to do so, Oigim elosai, she weaned the child, Oimeis, or the child died. So one man Omer says that in all these cases, Muteres l'nosi miyad, were matter her to remarry right away, since the reason of the takana does not apply, she's not nursing the child. However, this is not the maskana of Gemara. The maskana of the Gemara says that giving the child over to a nurse is not enough. Since the nurse might back away from her commitment, and then the mother will have to nurse the child, so we don't rely on the nurse, she still has to wait 24 months. Gemalosai as well, the Gemara says that if she weaned the child, and now the child is eating other food, that's also not enough, because the Gemara says, we're chayshish, that maybe she'll intentionally try to wean the child even before the child's actually ready, in order to allow herself to remarry. However, the Gemara does say that if it's mace, if the child dies, then we are matter her to remarry. We're not chayshish that she's going to kill the child in order to be matter herself to remarry. A mother will not go so far, even if she wants to remarry. Now the Ritvan Sugya, the Maskanas Gemara, he brings a few dinim, legabi the din of Meinekes Chaveri and Muberes Chaveri, and he quotes Peshein the Tshuvas HaGoyin, that if the mother was pirish milahonik, she already stopped nursing 3 months before the death of the husband, then she's not called a Meinekes Chaveri. She does not have to wait the 24 months, she could get married right away. In other words, the Ritva is saying that not only if she stops nursing after the husband dies, do we say that she has to wait the 24 months, even if she stopped nursing before the husband dies, the only time we're mad to her to remarry right away, and we don't call her a Meinekes, is if she stopped already 3 months before the husband died. Now let's take a look at the Lashon, how the Mechaber paskens this din, and Evan Ezra Simon Yud Gimel Sif Yud Aleph, the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch is, this is like the Gemara Ksubis that we saw, that giving the child over to a Meinekes, or weaning the child within 24 months, that's not enough to be mad to her to remarry. However, we're not chayshish that the mother will kill the child. If the child is dead, then already she's allowed to remarry right away. And then he continues, v'chein im gemalosei b'chayei bala. If while the husband was still alive, she weaned the child, she never nursed the child, her body did not produce milk, or even if it did produce milk, but then at one point it ceased from producing more, while the husband was still alive, so then the din is that she could also get remarried right away. And then the Mechaber says, if it was nosna b'no l'meinekes gimel chadoshim, koyde misa sabal, v'hi lo hiniko klal toich gimel chadoshim, muteres lo l'inosei. If 3 months before the husband died, she gave the child over to a Meinekes, and during those 3 months she did not nurse at all, there also were matter her to get married immediately after the death of the husband. The pashtus of the Mechaber is that he's differentiating between a case where she no longer produces milk, or she already weaned the child. In those cases, as long as it was done before the death of the husband, it's already matter her to remarry right away. However, in the case where her body could produce milk, just by choice, she gave the child over to a Meinekes, there the din is that it only works if 3 months before the death of the husband, she already gave the child over, and during those 3 months she did not nurse, then we're matter her to remarry right away. But if it's less than 3 months, then this is not a heter. In other words, the din of the Ga'inim that the Ritva quotes, the Mechaber is passing that din in the case where she gave the child over to a Meinekes, not in the case where she does not produce milk, or in the case where the child was weaned. In those cases, then even less than 3 months, as long as it was before the death of the husband, we're matter her to remarry right away. There's a lot of discussion in the Paiskim about these dinim, but these are the basic dinim according to the Pashtus of the Mechaber. Now another point which is Negei Halacha, we mentioned earlier the Machlokes between Rabbeinu Shimshon and Rabbeinu Tam, and Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph, Tosfos quotes this Machlokes, whether the din of Meinekes Chavera is true only by an Almana or even by a Grusha. Rabbeinu Shimshon says that since a Grusha is not Meshubid to nurse the child, so the din of Meinekes Chavera does not apply by a Grusha, only by an Almana. Whereas Rabbeinu Tam says that there's no difference between a Grusha and Almana. In both cases, she has to wait the 24 months. She has the din of Meinekes Chavera. The Mechaber in Simon Yud Gimel, Sif Yudalad Paskins, like the Rabbeinu Tam, he's machmer that even a Grusha has to wait the 24 months. However, he quotes the Rashba, which we discussed earlier on Daf Mem Beis. The Rashba was mechadish that even according to Rabbeinu Tam, only in a case where she already started nursing the child to the point where the child recognizes the mother, there the din is that she has to continue nursing even if she would not want to. So even though the din is that the husband has to pay her, it's not a shibud to the husband, but since Lamaisa she's not allowed to stop nursing, there the Rabbeinu Tam holds that she has to wait the 24 months. However, if the child does not yet recognize the mother, there the mother is not mechayiv to keep on nursing, there the din is that she does not have to wait. However, the Mechaber brings a shita who argues on this. He says that from the Rivosh is mashma, that even if she did not start nursing yet, she has the din of Meinekes Chaveri, she has to wait 24 months. And the Mechaber says that the Rivosh is mashma, that even by a Grusha, we say this din, not only by an Almana. Lamaisa, there's Machoikis in the Paiskim, the Bach is Mekel, by a Grusha, where the Vlad does not yet recognize the mother. He says, if the mother does not want to be Meinek the child, then she's allowed to remarry, she does not have to wait the 24 months. The Taz, on the other hand, is Machmir. He says, in all cases, even if the child does not yet recognize the mother, she does have to wait the 24 months. There's a Noita Behuda in Evan Ezra Simon Yud Zayin, who's Mekel in a case where she has not yet started nursing Bechlal. There's a Noita Behuda says that you could be Mekel by a Grusha, that she does not have to wait the 24 months. One can take a look at the Tshuva from Rav Vosner Shlita and Shevet Alevi Chelek Yud, Tshuva Reish Lamed Beis. Under specific circumstances, he's Mekel by a Grusha who has not yet started nursing Bechlal, that she does not have to wait the 24 months. Now, as far as the exact shear of 24 months, the Lashon of the Gemara, Chof Dalet Chodesh, as opposed to the Gemara saying 2 years, the Trumas Hadashin is medayik from this, that if you have a leap year, you do not have to wait the extra month, the 13th month of the leap year. Rather, a total of 24 months is enough, even though it's not exactly 2 years. The Mechaber in Simen Yud Gimbal, Sif Yud Aleph, paskins like this Trumas Hadashin. However, the Ramah brings a Shita who argues, and therefore he says, L'chatchila, Yochosh Afilu L'chodesh Uber, L'chatchila, one should wait that extra month. This is based on a Mordechai in Er Sugyo, who quotes B'Shem the Maram. His Lashon is, Im Shonim Mu'beresi, Mu'beres L'tinoik. If it's a leap year, then the extra month is to the advantage of the Tinoik, meaning the mother does have to wait the extra month. Now one final point, there's an interesting discussion in the Paiskim. Rav Shlomo Kluger, in the Chachma Shlomo, and Avner Ezra Simon Yud Aleph, he says, Lulei de Mistafina, if I wasn't afraid, Nira Lil Maid Heter, Chodosh, be Meinekes Bizman Hazeh. I would be Meire Heter, a new Heter for a Meinekes Bizman Hazeh, that she does not have to wait the full 24 months, rather 18 months should be enough. And he goes on to explain that 24 months is the shear that a child, B'derech Klal, used to be Meinek, and if you're going to try to wean the child early, sometimes that could cause harm to the child, and where Cheshish, the mother, might try to wean the child before the child is ready. However, Bizman Hazeh, where it's Nishtane HaTeva, and babies do not nurse more than 18 months, many babies already stop nursing after 15 months, and he says it's Miuta Deloy Shchiach, it's very Leshchiach to find a baby who nurses more than 18 months. Therefore, Bizmanenu, a child after 18 months, has the same status as Bizman HaGemara after 24 months. And even though he says we know the klal, that a bezdin is not able to be mevatel, a takana of a previous bezdin, unless they're greater in chachma and in minyan, here he says this klal will not apply, because they're not uprooting the gzera, rather they're just changing the shear, just the numbers are changing, And Befrati adds, even Gzeir in the first place was that a Menekes Chaveroi should not remarry. What is called a Menekes Chaveroi? That could change from generation to generation. At the times of the Gemara it was 24 months, but now it could be 18 months. However, in the end, the Chachma Shlema says, Ma koichi lahatir neged mashmois kol ha'achroinim. Lamaisa, he was not willing to be matir lamaisa against the achroinim. However, he does say that you could use this svara together with a tziruf of other stodim to be mekel. For example, a grusha who has not yet started to be menik, there anyway some poskim say that she bechal does not have to wait. There you definitely could rely on this and wait 18 months, not the full 24 months. However, the Pischei Tshuva in Siman Yud Aleph, Sifkat and Choftes, quotes the Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer uses very strong words. He says, we have to be soisem peh hamefakfakin al gazeris chazal. We have to close the mouths of those who doubt the words of Chazal. And he goes on and he says that Chazal also knew that many children or roiv children do not need 24 months of nursing. However, since there are some children who do need it, Chazal were choshish for pikuach nefesh, that maybe a mother will want to remarry and she'll wean her child before the child is really ready because she wants to remarry. Therefore, Chazal made a takana that the shear is always 24 months, and this way no child will come lidei sakana. The Aruch HaShulchan as well, in Siman Yud Gimel, Sifkot on Lamid, he says, Yesh psayim she'ovru v'nenchu. There were some people who were over on this din, and we find that they got punished. He says that even bizman hazeh, there's no heter to be mekel. He quotes the words of the Chassam Sofer, and he says that there are many women who their taiva to get remarried is so strong that they're going to wean their child before they're ready, and she's going to do kol tatsiki. She's going to use all types of reasonings to try to prove that her child really does not have to nurse anymore, and her real intention is that she should be able to get remarried. And he continues, he says, she'll even fool herself, she'll convince herself that the child does not need a nurse anymore because of her strong desire to remarry. And the Aruch HaShulchan finishes off with very strong words. We'll quote the Lashon, he says, Klal Godol Imer Lecha, Sherabbeseinu Chazal, Levad Godol Kedushosam V'Chachmosam B'Toras Hashem, Oid hayu yoiser gedoylim bechachmois tiviyois. Ubi yediyas ha'olam yoiser mikol ha'mischakmim lohoshiv al divreim ha'tahirim. The Chazal, besides their greatness in Torah, they were greater chachamim in chachmas ha'teva, in science, and general knowledge, more than those who tried to argue in Chazal. And he finishes off with the Lashon, v'ha'mefakfeik al divreim meir al atzmoy she'enay maimin b'toyah shebal peh im kiyevo ish milahaget zeh b'peh molei. Those who argue on their words are really testifying about themselves that they really do not believe in Torah Shebal Peh, though they won't admit so openly. Now, at the bottom of the Amud, the Gemara discusses the Shita of Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi says that an Almana is not allowed to remarry for 30 days because of Dinei Avelos. And that Rabbi Chizda asks a Kal V'Chomer from the Din of Shvuah Shechal by Tisha B'Av. The Din is that week, Kibbutz, laundry is Aser, and still the din is that Erusin is Mutter, so Kal V'Chomer, during the 30 days of Avelos, where Kibbutz is Mutter, surely Erusin should also be Mutter. Now the Rishonim quote a different Girsa, Tosfos over here in Dibur Maschil B'Mokim, as well as the Rishonim, the Rashba, and the Ramban. They quote a Girsa that was Girs in the Gemara, the Kal V'Chomer was both from Kibbutz and from Tisperis. The Kal V'Chomer was that if during Shvuah Shechal by Tisha B'Av, both Kibbutz and Tisperis is Aser, still the din is that Erusin is Mutter, Koshkein, during the 30 days of Avelos, where Kibbutz, laundry, and Tisperis, haircuts, are Mutter, surely Erusin should also be Mutter. According to this Girsa, it's Mutter for an Ovel to have a haircut during the 30 days of Avelos. However, Tosfos asks on this is not true. Tosfos brings a Yushalmi that says that Tisperis is also for 30 days. And Tosfos brings B'Shem Derbi Meir Leinish that the Pshat in the Gemara, according to this Girsa, is that an Isha is Mutter, Benetilas Sar, it's Mutter for a woman to remove her hair during the 30 days of Avelos, even though for an Ish it would be Aser. The Rishonim explain, the Ramban in Teres Adam, he quotes this and he says the Pshat would be, Shaloi Tenavel Al Baalo, in order that she should not become disgraced in the eyes of her husband, so she's Mutter to remove hair during the 30 days of Avelos. And therefore the Gemara makes a Kal V'Chomer from this Isha, who's Mutter during these 30 days of Avelos to wash her clothing and to remove her hair. How could we say that the din is that she's Osir Be'erison if Shvuah Shechal B'Tisha B'Av, which is Osir B'Kibbutz and Tisperis, there the din is that Erison is Mutter. However, Tosfos argues on this. Tosfos says that this cannot be possibly the correct Girsa, Because if this is true, that an Isha is mutter b'netilas sar during the 30 days of Avelos, then maybe she's also mutter during Shavuot Shechal by Tisha B'Av. How could the Gemara ask Akasha and assume that an Isha is also b'netilas sar during Shavuot Shechal by Tisha B'Av? Maybe an Isha has a heter, she like this Gana al Bala. Therefore, Tosis does not hold of this Girsa. Tosis has another tzad to answer the Girsa that is going according to the Shita of Rabbi Yosi. However, Tosis proves not like this Mahalach either. Now the Rishonim, the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ritva, they also bring this Girsa, and they bring the Rimur Leinish that wants to say Pshat, that an Isha is Mutar ben Atila Sar during the Shloshim of Avelos, and they also argue on this Girsa, but they say a different argument than Tosfos. They say that even if this is true, that during the Shloshim is Mutar ben Atila Sar, that's Shloshim Gana al Bailo, and during Shavuot Shechal by Tisha B'Av it's Osir. They explain because in such a short period of time, she won't come l'day nivol, she will not be disgusted by her husband if she lets her hair grow during those days. They say that's the same reason why during Shiva Simei Avelos, the first 7 days she does not have this heter, because in the short period of time there's no nivol, mashenkein in 30 days there is nivol. And they say, if so, this is not a raya that the shloshim of Avelos is more chomer than Shavuot Shechal by Tisha B'Av. The only reason why she's mutter is because it's a long period of time. In a long period of time, there's a chashash nivol, masha'inkin in a short period of time. So the Gemara cannot ask a kal v'chomer that if during shloshim, which is more chomer, still a matter erisin, so shvur shechal by tishva, which is more kal, surely we should be matter erisin. There's no raya from tisperis that shloshim is more chomer than shvur shechal by tishva. It's only that it's a longer period of time. And therefore the Rishonim and the Maisa also argue on this girsa. Now Tosis in Marikotan, Daf Chav Gimel Amid Aleph, Dibur Maskel Kol Shloshim, he has another mahalach to enter this girsa. But before we get into that, we'll discuss there's a machoikis rishonim legabe the din of kibos, of an oval washing his clothes during the 30 days of Avelos. The pashtus of Asligo would be mashma, that during 30 days of Avelos it's mutter to wash clothing. Rashi says so clearly here in Dibur Maskel Mokam Shemutter. Rashi says kibos is also only during the Shiva Simei Avelos, not the Shloshim, and even though we find the Gemara that says that Gihutz is Osir, but there's a difference between Gihutz and Kibos. Gihutz is more of a vigorous type of washing. There are Gemaras that talk about the difference between Kibos and Gihutz, and during Shloshim, only Gihutz is Osir, not Kibos. Tosis as well, over here in Dibur Maskel Shemutter L'Chabes, discusses this, that only Gihutz is Osir, not Kibos. However, Tosis in Ma'id Katan, he has an Arichus about this, and the shita of the Riva over there in Tosfos is that kibos is usher for an oval all 30 days of Avelos. And he quotes Er Gemara, he says Er Gemara would be mashma otherwise. And he's matchek, he says Er Gemara has to be talking about the cases where Chazal were matter kibos. For example, the Mishnah in the beginning of Perek Elul Magalchin in Ma'id Katan talks about the people who are allowed to do kibos on Chol HaMoed. For example, someone who's yotzei mibeis ha'asurim, there Chazal gave a special heter to wash his clothing, and the same would be true by Shloshim, an oval who was Yotzei Mibeis HaAsurim would be allowed to wash his clothing. Masha'inkein Shavuot Shechal by Tisha B'Av, then it would be usher for him to wash his clothing. And that's the Gemara's Kal V'Chomer, that if Shavuot Shechal by Tisha B'Av, which is more chomer, it's usher to do kibos for someone who's Yotzei Mibeis HaAsurim. Still, the din is that Erisin is mutter, koshkein Shloshim by Avelos, where Yotzei Mibeis HaAsurim is mutter to do kibos, surely the din should be that Erisin should also be mutter. And the Riva says that according to this pshat, you could be Geris Ner Gemara, Kibos and Tisperis. That even though Tisperis is also during Shloshim, like the Rishonim said, but for someone who's Yotzei Mibeis HaAsurim, it's mutter. And the Gemara's Kal V'Chomer was from specifically someone who's Yotzei Mibeis HaAsurim, there during Shloshim, he's mutter, but Kibos and Tisperis, Masha'inkein Shavuot Shechal by Tisha B'Av, he's also. Now we could just point out, the Riva explains why is it that during Shavuot Shechal by Tisha B'Av, this person who's Yotzei Mibeis HaAsurim is Osir, Bekibos, and Tisperis. He says because since it's only a short time, he could wait till after Tisha B'Av, they did not find it necessary to be matter for him, since it's not a big deal to wait till after Tisha B'Av. And the Chayyur, according to the way the Ramban in Er Sugya asked the Kasha on the Girsa, he said that even if the Rimur Leinish is correct, that Isha is Mutter B'Netilas Sar, he still cannot make a Kal V'Chomer from Shavuot Shechal by Tisha B'Av to Shloshim of Avelos, because the only reason why Shloshim Shel Avelos she's Mutter B'Netilas Sar is because in a long period of time there's a Chashash Nivol, Masha'inkein Shavuot Shechal by Tisha B'Av. So you can't prove that Shloshim of Avelos is more Kal than Shavuot Shechal by Tisha B'Av. And the Chayyur, you could say the same Taina on the Riva. The Riva said that Yotzei Mibeis HaAsurim is Mutter B'Kibos B'Tisperis during Shloshim, Mashenken Shvua Shechal by Tisha B'Av, and he explains the whole difference is because Shloshim is a longer period of time. Mashenken Shvua Shechal by Tisha B'Av, so how could the Gemara prove that Shloshim is more Kal than Shvua Shechal by Tisha B'Av? It's not that it's more Kal, it's just that it's a longer period of time. L'chor, you have the same Taina of Naramban on this Riva. But Hakapam, the Riva is another Mahach to answer the Girsa that the Rishonim bring. Now, the Gabbadis Machoikis Rishonim about Kibos, so on the side of the Gemara, Rabbi Kveger and the Gilyan Ashas, on the Rashi that we mentioned before, he quotes Rashi in Mayit Kotam Daf Yotesim Ben Aleph, and he says Tarach Iyan. Rashi over there is talking about that which the Gemara says, HaKoyver Meisoy Shmeina Yavim Koydim L'Regel, if someone already started Avelos 8 days before Yontif, meaning he already finished his Shiva Simei Avelos, and then the 8th day was the first day where he was Noig the Dinim of Shleishim, and then Yontif comes, so the Din is that Yontif is Mevatel the Shleishim. Rashi over there explains that after Yontif is over, he does not have to keep the dinim of Shloshim. And the Lashon of Rashi is, Mutter la'alter b'techbeises b'giyotz u'b'tesperis. That he's mutter right away, techbeises, giyotz, and tesperis. And Kveger is bothered by, that Rashi is mashma, that b'derech klal, one is osur in techbeises, he's osur to do laundry all 30 days. Only in this case, where Yontif was mevatel the avelos, there Rashi says that he's mutter in kibus. How does that fit with Rashi over here who explains the Gemara that Kibbutz is always mutter during Shloshim? And Kveger means to say that really there is another option of learning at Gemara. It's not that the Gemara itself is muchach that Kibbutz is mutter, because you could learn the Gemara like the Riva, he's madchik, he has a different pshat. According to his pshat, it's not muchach from Hasugo that Kibbutz is mutter during Shloshim. However, Rashi does not learn like that. Rashi says that Kibbutz is mutter. How does that fit with the Rashi in Ma'id Kotam, which is mashma, that Kibbutz is osir? And the Mashah over there in Ma'ikot and Daf Yotas is already bothered by that Rashi. And the Mashah says either you have to say that it's a tois in Rashi, you have to change the girsa, or he says that you could explain Tachbeises Begiyot means one thing. That not a regular Tachbeises, that would be mutter, but a Tachbeises of Giyot, that type of Tachbeises would be Yasser. Or the Mashah says you have to say that Rashi holds like the Shita of the Riva, that Tachbeises is really Yasser all 30 days. That, however, Rabbi Kveger and Arsugyo asked the steer in Rashi, because the way Rashi learns in Arsugyo, not like the Riva, Rashi holds that Kibbutz is mutter during Shloshim. L'chor, you cannot say that pshat in Rashi in Ma'id Katan, that he means like the Riva. You have to say either that it's a tois, or like the other pshat in the Marashah. So to summarize, we have two different machlokes rishonim. One machlokes l'gavri the din of Tespires for Noshim during the 3 days of Avelos. Is that mutter or osir? And we have an additional machlokes about Kibbutz. Is washing clothing usher during the 30 days of Avelos? Now, to see the halacha l'maisa briefly, as far as the din of haircuts for women, so Tosfos brought b'shem the Rimi or Linish, who is matter a woman to have a haircut during the 30 days of Avelos. The Rishonim also bring the Evel Rabosi. The Rosh brings this in the first parak of Ksubis and Simon Vov, and the Tor in Evan Ezer in Hilchas Avelos. Simon Shim Tzadik also quotes this Evel Rabosi. That's matter netilas asar for a woman after Shiva. The Rosh, as well as the Ramban is in Teres Adam, he also quotes this din, this shita that holds that it's mutter after Shiva. They understand it's because of the din, shelo tisgana al bailo. Now the Ramban himself, this is brought in the Beis Yosef in Shin Tzadik, he argues on this shita. Now the truth is, even though the Ramban in Eretz Sugyo, he didn't argue on the actual din of the Rimi Erlainish, he didn't say mefurish that a isha is also a bit asparis during the 30 days. All he said was that even if she'll be mutter, you still would not be able to make a kavachimer to prove that Shvua Shechal by Tisha B'Av is more chumra than the 30 days of Avelos. Like he explains, that it's not because of a chumra or a kula, rather it's because of a long period of time, there the zechshash like the skan al baila, mashenki in a short period of time. So that's the Rabban in Ersugya, but in the Rabban in Teres Adam, which is quoted in the Beis Yosef, there he argues on the din of the Rimi Erlainish. He has a tain over there. He says, if the din would be that she would be mutter b'tesperis, then the din should also be that she should be muteris b'gihutz. And that we find out like that she's also b'gihutz. And he quotes also b'shem the chachomim hatzarfatim, who say that tesperis, a haircut, is also for a woman just like a man. And they explain that it would be mutter for her to remove the hair, which has a chshash leitzgana al baila, but a regular haircut, where women anyways usually have longer hair, there's no chshash like this gan al baila, and therefore it will be osur just like a man. L'maisel l'halacha, the mechaber in Simon Shin Tzadik, se'if hey paskins isha muteres benetila sar achar zayin. The mechaber paskins like the shita of the Rif, which is also the shita of the Ramam, that she's mutter to remove her hair, any type of haircut, after Zayin. Whereas the Rama says v'yesh oishrin af be'isha v'chein ikar. That's like the sheet of other Rishonim, the Ramban, and the Rosh as well, they hold that it's Osir. However, the Bach, as well as in the Bir HaGro, they point out that even according to the Ramah, she's mutter to remove the hair which has a chshash, shleitis gana al baila. Now there is one Ha'ar over here. The Lashon of the Mechaber is Isha muteres benetilas sar. The Mechaber does not say that we're talking about Dafka and Eishas Ish. And the way the Rishonim understood that even those that are matter is because there's a chshash, shleitis gana al baila, the din should not be true by all women, only by an Eishas Ish. In the new Torah from Mechon Yerushalayim, in the Hagois V'Ha'aris, on the bottom of the page, they point this out, and they ask an interesting shaila over there, that L'chor, according to this, that the Rishonim were matter, it's only because of the Chashash L'Tes Gan Al-Bailo, so in Er Sugya, where the Rimir Linish was Geris, B'mokam Shemutter L'Chabes U'Lisaper, his Gersa was that during the 30 days of Avelus, Kibos and Tesferis is Mutter, like he explains, because an Isha is allowed to do this. And the Chayra Ergamar is talking about an Isha who's not married. We're talking about an Isha whose husband died, and the question is whether she's allowed to have Erisin within 30 days of the death of her husband. And the Gemara seems to be saying that she's mutter to be Mechabes and Mistaber during these 30 days. That's the Kavachimer of the Gemara, that if she's allowed to have Erisin during Shavuot Shechal by Tisha B'Av, even though Kibbutz and Tesperis is Osir, Kol Shekein during Shloshim, where Kibbutz and Tesperis is mutter, for sure she should be allowed to have Erisin. And that's the kasha that they ask over there, that for this woman who's not an Eishas Ish, she just wants to know if she could have Erisin, the Chershi does not have this heter to be Mistaper during Shloshim. The whole heter is Shleitas Gan Al Bailo. And this they want to answer over there, that perhaps the heter is this woman who's trying to be Nisaris, she wants to get engaged, she has the same status of an Eishas Ish, we are Chershish for her Shleitas Gan Al Bailo. However, the Chershi, we could say that this kasha is not Shver for a different reason, because the Gemara over here that's making a Kal V'Chomer to prove that Shloshim is more Kal because Kibbutz and Tesperis is Mutter, the Gemara does not mean specifically for this woman where we want to know whether Erisin is Mutter for her or not. The Gemara is just making a Kal V'Chomer to prove in general that Shloshim is more Kal than Shavuot Shechal by Tisha B'Av, because we find that Noshim, meaning Eishas Ish, is Mutter B'Kibbutz B'Tesperis during Shloshim, even though they're Osir B'Shavuot Shechal by Tisha B'Av. That proves that Shloshim is more Kal than Shavuot Shechal by Tisha B'Av. And still the din is that during Shavuot Shechal by Tisha B'Av or Matir Erisin, Koshken we should be Matir Erisin during Shloshim. But you cannot prove from here that for this woman, who's not an Eishasish, she's not married, she just wants to have Erisin, that she also has this heter of Tisperis during Shloshim. The Gemara was just trying to prove in general that Shloshim is more Kal than Shavuot Shechal by Tisha B'Av, and it means for an Eishasish, we see that she's Mutter B'Tisperis during Shloshim, even though she does not have that heter during Shavuot Shechal by Tisha B'Av. Now, as far as the din of kibbutz during Shloshim, so most Rishonim hold, like the Pashtus of Er Gemara, that an Ovel is mutter b'kibbutz during Shloshim. However, like we saw, Tosis in Ma'ikotan quotes B'Shem the Riva, he's a Das Yochid, he says that it's Osir. And the Mechaber in Simon Shin Pei Tes, Sif Aleph, he paskins that kibbutz is Osir during Shiva. However, after Shiva, he says the din is that it's mutter. This is like most Rishonim. However, the Rama over there adds that even though Meikar Adin, after Shiva, Kibbutz is Mutter, Ha'olam Nohagu by Isser. The Olam is Noig Isser, with Machmer, like the Shita of the Riva, that Kibbutz is Osir all Shloshim. However, the Rama continues, V'noigim Sha'odam Acher Loiv Sham Tchila, V'Acher Kach Loiv Sham Ha'ovel. The meaning was that if the Ovel wants to wear clean clothes, someone else could put the clothes on for a short period of time, and then the Ovel is allowed to wear it, that's not considered that he's wearing freshly laundered clothing. And the Rama adds, this is the minug b'medina is elu, v'afilu umlovshoy odam achar, shah achas dai bekach. Even if someone wears them just for a short period of time, that's also enough, that's matter for the oval to wear them afterwards. L'maisa Paiskim say that this din does not apply to clothing which are lezeya ba'alma, undergarments which their primary purpose is to absorb perspiration. On those clothing we do not have this din, and the Pashtus says that even during Shiva, it's mutter for an oval to change his clothing. Additionally, there are Paiskim who say that even for outer garments, there's a heter to either crumple them up a little bit to make them not so fresh, or to put them down on the floor for a moment. That's enough to make the begodim no longer considered freshly laundered, and it'll be mutter for an oval to wear them during Shloshim. Now, to get back to our sugya, the Gemara originally asked the Kasha on Yerbeisi, who says that a woman is also to have Erisin during Shloshim. The Gemara asked the Kal V'Chomer from Shavuot Shechal by Tisha B'Av Then the Gemara continued and said that even if Erisin will be Osir during Shavuot Shechal by Tisha B'Av, you could still make a Kav HaChomer from Kedem to Kedem, meaning before Shavuot Shechal by Tisha B'Av, which means from the beginning of Av, even from that you can make a Kav HaChomer, because from the beginning of Av, the din is that Memayitin B'Eskeyem Miliso U'Militein, you're supposed to be Memayit in business, and that's the din that we do not find, that an Avol during Shloshim is supposed to be Memayit B'Masa U'B'Maton. So you could ask a Kav HaChomer, if from the beginning of Av, which is more Chomer, still a matter Erisin, Koshkein Shloshim, which is more Kal, surely Erisin should be Mutter. And the Gemara continues on to understand different pshatim and what exactly is the machlokes Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yehuda and the Mishnah. The end, the maskanas haGemara on the bottom of Mem Gimel Amid Beis, the Gemara goes back to say that really the machlokes is as far as the Dine Avelos, that according to Rabbi Yosi, one is Osir to have Erisin during Shloshim. Rabbi Yehuda argues on that, he holds that it will be Mutter. And the Gemara explains what happened to the Kav HaChomer. The Gemara says, Shani Avelus Chadosha Me Avelus Yeshono V'Shani Avelus Derabim Me Avelus Deyochid. Now there are a few Malachim and Rishonim what the Gemara means over here. Rashi understands, the Gemara means that Rabbi Yosi says that even though during Shloshim it's Mutter to have Erisin, that's because it's an Avelus Yeshono and it's Avelus Derabim. V'Shainkin Avelus Chadosha and Avelus Deyochid, that's more Chomer, therefore we Aser Erisin. Now the problem that the Rishonim ask on Rashi is that we still did not enter the Kav HaChomer. All that Rav Ashi said was that the Avelus of Shloshim is more Chomer because it's an Avelus Deyachid and Avelus Chadosha. But L'chair, we still have a Kav HaChomer that we find in other ways that Shavuot Shechal by Tisha B'Av is more Chomer. The din is that Kibbutz is Osir, even though Kibbutz is Mutter during Shloshim. So you still have the Kav HaChomer. Or even if you hold that Erisin is Osir during Shavuot Shechal by Tisha B'Av, we have the Kav HaChomer that from the beginning of Av, we find that it's more Chomer than Shloshim, L'gab the din of Masa U'Maton, and still it's Mutter Be'erisin. So surely an Avol during Shloshim should also be Mutter Be'erisin. In other words, we never answer the Kav HaChomer of the Gemara. So Rabbeinu Tam says a different pshat. Over here in Tosfos Dibur Maschil Shani, he says that you have to read the Gemara differently. The Gemara is saying two different points. Shani Avelis Chadosha, Me Avelis Yeshono means that Avelis Chadosha is more Chomer, and therefore the din of Shloshim is more Chomer, L'gab the din of Erisin. Even though L'gabi the din of Shavuot Shechal by Tisha B'Av, it's Mutter, that's because Shavuot Shechal by Tisha B'Av is Avelus Yeshono. V'shani Avelus to Rabbi, Avelus to Yochid, here the Gemara is explaining why is it that L'gabi Maso Matan, it's the opposite, there were Machmir by Shavuot Shechal by Tisha B'Av and were Mekel by Shloshim. He says because Maso Matan is something which is done before Hesya, and in Avelus to Rabbi, we have to be more Machmir on things that are done before Hesya. If people would be doing business in public from the beginning of Rosh Chodesh Av, that will show disregard for the Avelus over Yerushalayim. Therefore, on that we have to be Machmir. Mashenkin Lagabi Avelus de Yochid, we do not have to be Machmir on Maso Umatan. According to this, Rabashi's words are Meduyik. He's saying two different points. Shani Avelus Chadosha Me Avelus Yeshono, that's one point. Vashani Avelus de Rab Me Avelus de Yochid, that's something else. Mashenkin, if you hold like Rashi, Rabashi really could have just said, Shani Avelus Chadosha Ude Rabim Me Avelus Yeshono Ude Yochid. Now, according to this Mahalach of Rabbeinu Tam, the Gemara at this point, L'maskana, is still going that Shavuot Shechal by Tisha B'Av would actually be Osir in Erisin, and the Kav HaChomer that we're coming to answer is from the din that the beginning of Av, from Rosh Chodesh, Maso Matan is Osir, even though Maso Matan is Mutter during Shloshim. Therefore, the Gemara said that Shloshim, which is more Kal, surely Erisin should be Mutter. Now the Gemara is answering that no, really Shloshim is more Chomer. It's just that Maso Matan, which is something which is done by Rabbim, that we have to be more Machmer by Avelus the Rabbim. However, if the din would be that Erisin is Mutter even by Shavuot Shechal by Tisha B'Av, then the Gemara would have a Kav HaChomer that if Shavuot Shechal by Tisha B'Av is Osir B'Kibus and Shloshim is Mutter B'Kibus, so that proves that Shavuot Shechal by Tisha B'Av is more Chomer, here already you would not be able to answer that no, really Shloshim is more Chomer, and that which Kibus is Osir is because it's an Avelus the Rabbim. Because Kibus is not something which is done by Rabbim, you wouldn't have the teretz of the Gemara. Kibbutz would actually be a good raya that Shavuot Shechal by Tisha B'Av is more Chomer than Shloshim. However, then Rabbeinu Tam goes and brings the Megillah Storim that says that Erisin is Mutter, not only Shavuot Shechal by Tisha B'Av, even on Tisha B'Av itself. And therefore the kasha remains, according to that, how did the Gemara answer the Kav HaChomer? So Tosfos continues and he says that you'll have to say that Kibbutz and Tesperis is considered something which is done by Rabbim. Therefore, you would have the same teretz of the Gemara, Shani Avelus de Rabbim, Me Avelus de Yochid, that which Kibbutz for Tisperis is Osir, but Shavuot Shechal by Tisha B'Av, that's not a right, that Shavuot Shechal by Tisha B'Av is more Chomer than Shloshim, and really Shloshim is more Chomer, it's just that Kibbutz for Tisperis is Osir, because it's done by Rabbim, that we have to be more Machmer by Avelus de Rabbim. Nachar, you have to say that according to this, the Gemara is trying to answer that Shloshim would be more Chomer even than Tisha B'Av itself. Because according to this Shita, Erisin is Mutter even on Tisha B'Av. And the Gemara is trying to explain why Erisin should be Mutter during Shloshim. Shani Avelis Chadosha Me'Avelis Yeshonda will have to mean that Shloshim is more Chomer since it's an Avelis Chadosha even than Tisha B'Av itself, which is an Avelis Yeshonda. Hakaparam, this is the Shita of Tosfos, the Rabbeinu Tam, that Shloshim is more Chomer because it's an Avelis Chadosha. It's only Legabi things that are done by Rabbim. There we have to be more Machmer on an Avelis de Rabbim. And the Ramban has another Mahalach in the Sugyo to answer what is Rav Ashi's Teretz. He says, Shani Avelis Chadosha me Avelis Yeshona means that an Avelis Yeshona is more Kal to people. People are Mezalzel more with an Avelis Yeshona, and therefore Chazal had to be Machmer by Avelis Yeshona more than Avelis Chadosha. And for that reason they asked Kibbus during Shvu'a Shechal by Tisha B'Av, even though Kibbus is mutter during Shloshim of Avelus. Mishani Avelus the Rabbah may Avelus the Yochid, that the Rabban explains means that Lagabe certain dinim, the din of Erisin for example, there we have to be more Machmer by Avelus the Yochid than by Avelus the Rabbim. We have to ask the Avelus during Shloshim because we're Choshish that if we're Matar Avelus, he might come also to do Nisuin, or he might come to do a Sudas Erisin, which is Osir. That we only have to be Machmer by Avelus the Yochid and not by Avelus the Rabbim. Because by Avelis the Rabbim, where everyone's being misabel, there if a person will try to be Mekel and will try to do Nisuin as well, during Shvu'a Shechal by Tisha B'Av, or will try to make a Suda, there people will not allow him to do so, since it's an Avelis where everyone is being misabel, people will not allow him to be Mekel. So that's the Teretz of the Gemara, that Lagabe Erisin, there we have to be Machmer more by Shloshim than we are by Shvu'a Shechal by Tisha B'Av, even though Lagabe other Dinim were more Machmer on Shvu'a Shechal by Tisha B'Av than we are by Shloshim. That's the Shita of the Ramban in Rabashi. Now further on in this Taisvis, Dibra Maschil Shani, Taisvis discusses some additional points regarding the din of Erisin and Nisuin during Avelus. Taisvis says, even though the din is that Erisin is also during Shloshim, like the Shita of Rabbi Yossi, this is how most Rishonim Paskin, still Taisvis says that there are certain exceptions to this rule. Firstly, Taisvis says that someone who has Banim Ketanim, a husband whose wife has died and he has little children to take care of, there will matter him not only for Erisin, even to do Nisuin before the Shloshim is over. Additionally, Tosfos says someone who doesn't have children Bechlal, he has the mitzvah of Pur Revu still, that he hasn't yet been Mekayim, there also will matter him to do Erisin and Nisuin within Shloshim. Now, Misha Yeshli Banim Ktanim, there Tosfos has a tzad to say that even within Shiva, it's also mutter to have Nisuin. Tosfos seems to be mistopic as far as this din. If it's mutter even within Shiva, but after Shiva, there Tosfos definitely holds you do not have to wait till after Shloshim, he's allowed to get married so that he has someone to take care of his children. Now, the Gabbai the Din of Misha Ein Leibonim, Tosfos at one point seemed to have it sad to say that there also were matter within Shiva. It's a shiloh about the Girsa of Tosfos, the Girsa is not so clear. The Aruch HaNer says that there's a Tosfos in our Tosfos. He says Tosfos never had it sad to say that were matter for Misha Ein Leibonim Klal to get married within Shiva. He says, because what would be the point? The whole point is that he should be able to be Mekayim the mitzvah of Pur Revu during Shiva anyways, and Oval is Osir B'tash B'shamita, so surely there's no reason to be matter to him to get married within Shiva. Tosfos adds an additional Chiddush, that even a woman who's an Avela, and she's not allowed to have Erisin until Shloshim, but if there's a man who wants to marry her, and the man himself was not Mekayim the mitzvah of Pur Revu, or the man has young children, and he needs a wife to raise his children, she has a heter to be over her din avelus in order to marry this person who has young children or has not been the kind of mitzvah of Pur Revu. And on this, Tosfos asks, if this is true, so why is it that Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah says that a woman is usher to be nisaris toich shloshim because of the din of avelus? Why does the Mishnah not differentiate that it depends who she's getting married to? If she's getting married to a man who has young children, or a man who has not been mekayim the mitzvah of Pur Revu, then she should be able to marry him, even within the days of Shloshim. And this Tosfos answers that the Mishnah, which is talking about a woman whose husband died, there anyways we will not allow her to have Nisuin until after 3 months, because of the din of Havchana, so there it's not going to help to be matter her to have Erisin. Anyways, the point that we want is that she should have Nisuin, in order that she should raise the children of the husband, or that he should be able to mekayim the mitzvah of Pur Revu. And since anyways Nisuin they're not going to be able to do until after Havchana, so there's no point in being matter her to have Erisin during Shloshim. And then Tosfos continues, and he says, B'shem Rabbeinu Tam, that even though we're being matter, both Misha Ein Leibonim, or Misha Yesh Leibonim Ktanim, to do Erisin and Nisuin before 30 days of Avelos, but Legavi to be matter the Bia, there Rabbeinu Tam says, we're only matter by Misha Ein Leibonim. There the whole point of doing Nisuin is to be Mekayim Pur Revu, So we have to be matter the bia as well. But for someone who has banim tanim, there the point of being matter, the irsin and nesuin, is that she should be able to take care of his children. There, Beinu Tam says that even though we're matter nesuin, but lamaisi will not be able to be bayil, for that he'll have to wait till after 30 days. The Ri, however, argues on this, and the Ri says that since bia is also till after 30 days, that we're not able to be matter, then Memelet also ushered to have nesuin for someone who does not have any children. Since anyways you will not be able to mekayim pur revu until after 30 days, so we're not matter the nesuin either. Mashenkin, someone who has banim ktanim, there, even though we're not matter the bia, still will be matter the nesuin, because there the point is that he should have someone to take care of his children. So there is a reason to be matter nesuin, even though bia will be ushered until after 30 days. Now let's just take a look at the shita of the Rambam. The Rambam is in Hilchas Ovel, Perek Vov, Halacha Hey. The Rambam has a few chedushim over here. He says the din is that an Ovel is Osir b'nesuin, Osir lisa isha kol shleishim yoyim, u'mutter la'aris afilu b'yoyim ha'misa. Firstly, the Rambam paskins that Erisin is mutter, not only during shleishim, even the day of Misa itself. And the Kesef Mishnah says that the Rambam is paskin not like the Shita of Rabbi Yossi. Or he says the Rambam holds a chiddush that even according to Rabbi Yossi, Erisin is only Osir with the Suda, but without a Suda, even according to Rabbi Yossi, it's mutter. L'maisa, most Rishonim argue on this, and they paskin la'halacha that Erisin is also Osir during Shleishim. The Mechaber, in Shin Tzadik Beis, Seif Aleph, paskins like the Rambam, that Erisin is mutter, and the Ramah argues, he says that Erisin is also Osir. This is the way most Rishonim hold, that even Erisin is Osir during Shleishim. Now the Rambam over there continues, and he says, U'misha meisa ishtoi, a person who's an Ovel because his wife died. So the Rambam says, Im kvar kiyam mitzvos piryo verivyo, v'yesh lei misha yisham shenu, v'ein lei banim ktanim, hareze osur lisa isha acheres, ad sheyavru olov shleisha regolim. If he really was mekayim pur revu, and he has someone to take care of him, and he does not have young children, then the din is that he has to wait 3 yom tovim before he remarries. This is a braisa in Ma'ikot and Daf Chav Gimel. However, the Rambam continues, if he was not mekayim pur revu, or he needs someone to take care of him, or he has young children, hareze mutter la'oreis v'lichnois miyad, v'osir lovio le'ad shleishim yoyim. The Rambam is paskining that in order to mekayim pur revu, or someone has young children, or if he has no one to take care of him, he's allowed to have irisin and nesuin even within the days of Shiva. However, bia is osir until after shleishim. Now that which the Rambam says, as far as someone who has banim tanim, or if he needs someone to take care of him, that he could get married even within Shiva. Tosis had it sound like that as well by banim ktanim, that he has a heter to get married right away even within Shiva. And even though he's not mutter to be boil her until after 30 days, that's not a reason to ask her the irisin and the nesuin. However, that which Rambam paskins, that someone who's not mekayim pur revu, he's mutter even within Shiva, and the Rambam still says that he's osur bebi until after 30 days, that lachar is very difficult to understand. What is the heter to be matter for him to get married right away, if anyways he's also in bia until after 30 days? So the Bach, in Shin Tzadik Beis, he brings this Rambam, he's bothered by this kasha, and he says, Kivon de beknisa kedei lekayim mitzvahs pur revu ka'ovid mitzvah rabbah. The Bach seems to say that the nesuin itself, since the purpose of this nesuin is eventually to mekayim the mitzvah of pur revu, the nesuin itself is a mitzvah, and we're matter it even within Shiva, even though Lamaisi is not going to be able to mekayim pur revu until after Shloshim. In the Tshuva Chassam Sofer, in the first chelik of Evin Ezer, Simen Kuf Yud Ches, he also quotes this Rambam, and he says that there's a tayeles in the knisa itself, even before the bia, mishum kir vadas, in order that the shidduch should last, it should not be in his battle, even though he did erisin already, or even matter for him to do nesuin, to strengthen the kesher, to make sure that this marriage lasts, in order that eventually he'll be able to mekayim the mitzvah of pur revu. So he's also answering that even though pur revu lemaisa will not begin until after shleishim, still we allow him to have this nesuin, in order to enable the mitzvah of pur revu eventually. Now as far as this din, here the Mechaber paskins different than the Rambam. He says someone who has banim ktanim, or he needs someone to take care of him, they will matter him to be mekadesh right away, and we're matter him to do nesuin after Shiva. However, bia is osir until after shleishim. However, if he was not mekayim pur revu, here we're matter him to do nesuin and to be boil after Shiva, even before shleishim. In other words, erisin is mutter during Shiva. That's like the shita of the Rambam, that erisin is never osir. Nesuin, there he's mekel after Shiva, for someone who has banim ktanim, or he needs someone to take care of him. There, however, there's no heter for bia until after 30 days. However, Misha ain't lebanim, he wants to mekayim pur revu. There we're matter nesuin after Shiva, and we're also matter the bia.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.